Then you can't play. Innocent. You're just as fault for this.
I'm not at fault for this because
he plays innocent. Oh my god,
brother.
Fuck. Brother, you brought this up. You literally said before the pod you wanted a reaction out of it, and you got it. We here.
Welcome back to the 60 Yard of Box podcast. This is episode 86, and today we're going over the United and Arsenal game yesterday. We're going over all of the recent happenings in the Premier League and around Europe. We're previewing the second legs of the round of 16 of the Champions League going on in a couple of days, and we're going to try not to focus on the Sidemen charity match, but for a couple of us here at this table, it's going to be hard.
Yo, shout out Sketch, bro.
Shout
out Speed, bro. Shout out my boy Chris MD. Always shows up in the YouTube All-Stars team.
The GOAT of YouTube charity match football.
I'd say. Some people think Baker's up there, like Theo Baker. After that injury, he was never the same.
I think it's Simon. I think Simon clears.
Yeah, but I'm a Chris MD truther. He'll never not be on my good side.
Chris MD dick rider.
Okay. Yep. That was a bit...
That's you.
I was kind of a little rude. Though. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm Simon all the way.
Okay,
that's why.
Okay, there's a rivalry there too.
There is a bit. Yeah.
There is. Yeah.
Okay, that serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like anyway.
Noah Beck that one year.
He did show up.
Yeah.
Isn't he? He's actually Noah Beck. Have you guys seen that? He's in that sideline movie.
Yeah. The not my name.
So
quarterback.
I just know that director.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Personally.
Yeah.
Get you in the sequel.
Met him once. No, I wish. Nah, he's a cool guy.
Lake as the
he's
cheerleader. Super talented.
What?
Huh?
What are you saying?
Lake as the cheerleader? Why not?
They pay me, I'll do it.
There you go.
Anyway.
I'm joined by the famed actor across from me, Blake Talibas. And to my right today, since I'm actually in my normal spot, Antoine. How are you doing?
So I'm just Antoine and he's the famed actor.
Cool.
I'm doing good, guys.
It's like when Kate introduces all the people on the on the Golasso show. Or no,
Star 6YB editor.
Okay, Antoine. That's crazy.
What?
Am I the Star 6YB editor?
I'd say so.
Okay. When it comes to rankings, I feel like I'm just second.
No, I
digress.
1A, 1B.
There's only two of you.
1A, 1B.
Okay, 1A, 1B. I like that.
Yeah.
You're still B.
I'm still 1B.
No.
I'm doing good, though. Had a decent little weekend. Great week of footy coming up. And?
Is it?
Brother,
what?
I mean, you're already through.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And? On top of all of this, Blake is now realizing that Rodrigo is a better player than Saka.
Oh my God, why are you doing this? We're not doing
this. This is crazy to bring up in the first 2 minutes of the show.
Okay, so quickly, we have new developments. Rodrigo this season, stats because Rodrigo's done in the Champions League and he scored a hat-trick in the Champions League, has more Champions League goals than R9, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Rodrigo in the league this season has played 24 matches, 6 goals, 5 assists. Okay, that's all right. Bukayo Saka. So what is that? That's 6 goals, 5 assists. That's 11 goal contributions in 24 matches. Mm-hmm. Bukayo Saka in 16 matches. Mm-hmm. 16 matches.
Yeah.
10 goals, 5 goals, 10 assists. Okay. 15 goal contributions. Yeah, yeah. That's a goal contribution game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you see where I'm coming from when I say that assists today are crazy overvalued? People hype up assists as the holy grail of football stats. But if you actually look at the assist itself, and especially Saka, I can use as a prime example.
How? In what sense?
How many corners has Saka assisted this season?
That's a terrible argument.
Can I give context?
That's such a casual argument.
I'm just saying a lot of people bring up assists. I'll let you speak. A lot of people bring up assists as the holy grail of football stats. And, if you have assists, you're doing good. There's so many examples where players have gotten assists. Sergio Busquets on Messi's assist. Like, you can get credited for the assist, but not actually provide a great pass that would get you the same assist.
You can also get credited for a goal that bounced off your ass.
Just saying, assist is like, people are praising it much more.
You can also get credited for a motherfucking goal that bounces off your ass. I think same thing can be said.
Shooting a ball on net and scoring in the Premier League is probably a little bit harder than passing to someone.
And the corner thing is not a good argument, in my opinion, because you still have to put it in an area.
I agree with that.
Taking corners is
easier than most assists.
Not really.
If you're a good dead ball specialist, it's
and again
you just hit it into a general area.
But see, you're changing the goalposts. You're knocking him for being good at something.
Yes.
That's not how it, that's exactly the reason why I get so angry. We just talked about how he has more goal contributions, and you talked about goal contributions for him having a hat trick and R9 stuff. Wow. But then when it's Saka, the goalposts are moved. Oh, you know, it's corners, so it doesn't matter. It's always something with Saka. That's what I'm saying. So always. And you prove my point time and time again. There's always something that he, you know, oh, well, it's corners. It doesn't matter. Oh, he plays an Arsenal team. Like,
so some people listening are like, what the fuck has this come from? All right. We don't have everybody listening to every single episode. For the people that don't know what they're arguing about 5 minutes into the show already, last episode, we were talking about Rodrigo's goal against Atletico. And in that conversation, the debate between either him and Saka was brought up. You think Rodrigo's better.
I know Rodrigo's
Saka's
better.
I know Saka's
better. I'm on the fence, but now, a couple of days later, I'm probably more that Rodrigo is better. We have since clipped that up, put it on our socials and stuff. It's gone a good pair of eyes on it. On Instagram in particularly, we ran a poll. It got 11,000 responses. Jesus, and Christ. 91% of people take Rodrigo in this debate. So, Blake, are you saying that like those 10,000 people are wrong? Because among the comments, too, you have this guy saying, as an Arsenal fan, Rodrigo is better.
Sure.
As a Barcelona fan, Rodrigo is better. These Arsenal fans, man, with a laughing emoji, right. Rodrigo is so underrated while Saka is overrated.
Mm-hmm. How many goals do you think each of them has scored in their senior careers at their, we won't count, Rodrigo Santos' career. How about that? So at Arsenal and at Real Madrid, how many goals do you think each of them has scored?
How about you tell me, Blake?
68 for Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. 256 games. All in the attacking positions, I think it's fair to say. No? I think that's fair to say, no?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to drive this to a particular...
Oh, and Bukayo Saka playing at left back for the first 3 years of his career. 67 goals in 250 matches. So in one less game, he has one less goal. You want to talk about goals and assists?
They're the exact. I thought this was going to be like Saka has way more goals and assists, and that was going to be like an ironclad conversation.
You're saying that there's such a discrepancy, and I'm telling you that he has more goal contributions. I'm telling you that he has more goal contributions this season. His goal per game ratio is better than Rodrigo, and Saka played at left back for the first 2.5 seasons of his career.
So let me ask you this.
What are you going to say against that?
Let me ask you this.
Oh, sorry. He scored against Bournemouth, and that's not a good team.
Do you think if Saka goes to Real Madrid... if Saka goes to Real Madrid this summer, do you think he bags more goals or less goals in that team? Swap places.
I think he bags more goals because it's a better team.
I actually think he bags less goals because he wouldn't be the main man with the same responsibilities on Real Madrid versus the main man that he is for Arsenal.
Moving the goalpost.
How?
But that's logical.
Sure.
Because,
but again,
that makes complete sense.
But see, I'm giving you the stats right here. And you can't even ingest them.
And also, you were talking about how Rodrigo always plays in like attacking positions. But the part of Rodrigo's career that nobody really talks about is he's not even a right winger by trade.
Yeah.
His natural position is on the left. And his entire career at Real Madrid, he's actually been playing on the flank that he is not used to.
Okay, and I just told you that Saka played left back for the first 2.5 seasons of his career.
Okay, and for Rodrigo's entire career at Real Madrid, he's been playing...
Oh my God, that's not an excuse anymore. Like, get over it. People have to play different position.
I'm not even trying to bring the stats into a debate.
You're discrediting the stats. I bring up the stats when you talk about stats, and you don't even listen to me. So there's no point.
Exactly, because...
Because then you're going to say stats don't matter. Is that what you're about to say?
I think whether you think stats matter or they don't matter, the stats is kind of irrelevant in this conversation because they have very similar stats. I thought you were going to say that Saka has way better stats.
Saka does have better stats. They might be marginally better, but this season they are better. Overall, goal scoring wise, they are better. That's undoubted. There is no debating that.
But you have to take the context into it.
And I am taking context into it. And he's been, clearly, the stats are saying that he is a better producer of goals. In a team that is worse, in a team that has been worse over the last 5 years. So I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's been 5 minutes. We're still on this.
So you think, if Rodrigo came to Arsenal, do you think he'd score less goals?
Sure. I think it'd be similar. Clearly it'd be similar. Rodrigo's a fantastic player. I would die for Rodrigo on my team on the left. And he could stop crying about him playing on the right. I would die for that chance to have him on the left.
No.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's a fantastic player.
Also, how many of those appearances from Rodrigo are off the bench because of the other talent that Real Madrid
has?
Here
we go. I'm not. I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's a good point, though. It's a fair point. I think we should move on.
But see what I mean? You guys are fighting. So, again, we're fighting. You specifically should be seeing it from a neutral perspective because this argument started from here. No, you're not because you keep going, oh, but what about Rodrigo? What about Rodrigo? What about Rodrigo? You never look at Saka's side and see what I'm trying to tell you. I understand. Our goals in this argument is for me to back my guy, you to back your guy. I'm not expecting you to see my side. You're trying to bring up more to make me right. You is pissing me off because you should be the mediator and you're not doing that. You're just taking Rodrigo. Like, look at it from both perspectives.
I am looking at it from both perspectives.
You're not.
Blake, this is what I'm telling you. Last week I was sitting on the fence that I wouldn't give you an answer between Rodrigo and Saka. Since then, I was the one that edited this clip, and in that time, I looked at everything. I looked at the stats and the hit and the story of Rodrigo's career. I did the same thing for Saka.
The story, what? He grew up in poverty in Santos?
Is he scored a hat-trick in his Champions League debut at 18 years old and has since scored more goals in the Champions League than R9
like
Ronaldo.
4 years ago! Who cares? We're talking about right now! And now, after all of things have accumulated, Saka has better stats than Rodrigo. Saka is in a is more important to his team than Rodrigo.
They have identical stats, bro. Can we just put that as it is?
So even if they are identical, then it still makes it... Well, then we're both stupid. They're even then.
I think beyond the stats, you just look at one player, you look at the other player, and one player impresses me a lot more than the other. I'm sorry. I think aspects of Bukayo's game are much better than Rodrigo and pretty much any winger on the planet. His creativity, his playmaking, what he brings to Arsenal, like, it's perfect in that system, bro. But just player for player, talent for talent, straight up, in a World 11 or on building a team, who do I think is better? I think Rodrigo in that aspect is, like, a little bit underrated in that way. And he does get outshined a lot in a team that has Jude Bellingham, Vinicius Jr., Kylian Mbappe now. I think he's kind of been, like, not the ugly duckling per se, but he's, like, the fourth head of a three-headed monster. And, like, he does have his issues. I'm like, do not get me wrong. He is a little bit inconsistent. And like I said last week, I've heard that from Real Madrid fans themselves. All right? Especially this season, especially with performances like that against Atletico Madrid, this guy's a hell of a player. I'm not saying you're denying that, but, like, on a world stage, I think this guy's a crazy player who's almost muted to a certain aspect while playing for the Galacticos.
Okay.
But I obviously see your point, and I don't think anything, myself trying to play devil's advocate or Antoine trying to back his boy, can say anything to you that will change your mind, because at the end of the day...
That's why I'm not talking much, because I know whatever I say, nothing is going to change your mind.
Nothing I say is changing your mind either.
Every fact points towards Rodrigo being a better player, even when you just watch the games, not just goals and assists.
No,
if you actually...
every fact doesn't. I just said the facts. I just said the fucking facts. And it
sit
doesn't.
Down.
No, I just said
sit
the fact.
Down.
You cannot say every fact. You cannot say every fact points to him being better when I literally just pulled up the facts. The factual evidence that is not the eye test, that is not FotMob's rating. I pulled up the factual evidence that has, over the years of all sports, gone through the rankings of what makes a better player better than the other.
Blake, why
goals
has,
and assists.
Why,
and I said he has more goals and assists than Rodrigo.
Why does 91% of football fans disagree with
I
you?
I don't know. I have no
they're
idea.
They're all.
I don't know.
They're all delusional.
I don't
they
know.
All, delusional.
Maybe it's the not, maybe it's
the
Neymar
the
effect
because
he's
stats.
More aesthetically pleasing to watch. You can have an aesthetically pleasing player. I'll take my boy who I know is the better, more consistent, more decisive player.
You got Barca fans here saying Rodrigo's better.
And sure, I don't
nothing,
watch.
Nothing
I don't,
we're
going to
say is
going to
change
Rodrigo
your mind.
I think that's another factor too. Maybe that's why I was on the fence as well.
I don't watch him enough. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing we're going to say is going to change your mind.
Nothing.
I don't want you to change your mind.
I don't
because you love Bukayo. We were having an argument about this before we started recording, and you get so worked up. You're like, he grew up as a normal guy. Came through the academy. He's been here since he was 6 years old. That's why he's better than Rodrigo. Like, what?
It's true, man.
So when you start bringing up that sentimental shit, the argument's over. We're wasting our time.
We are.
Respect to you.
Thanks.
Also, in that same conversation, speaking of that argument, you own Nando's.
I do.
You do own Nando's.
I do own Nando's.
Yes.
I am a man of my word, and that will happen one day. I don't know when that day will come, but next time we're in Nando's, I'll pay for you.
I appreciate that.
Of course. I really thought I said Brahim Diaz, but it was Luis Diaz that came out of my mouth. I'm very disappointed.
Blake is silent for 5 minutes, and then he goes, Brahim Diaz.
Guys, why do we...
700! 700!
Guys, why do we have to do this? Like, to be fair, you asked for this again.
I did ask for this, but I needed to bring it up because the general populace thinks that like, Rodrigo's a better player.
I just, again, if we're just going to...
And I thought that from our TikTok comments and Instagram comments and from the poll that you would actually take a step back and realize that Rodrigo is the better player, but clearly you haven't.
But what does he do better? Like, you can't even say goal scoring because I just told you he doesn't.
We're just going in circles.
We are kind of going in
circles. But what does he do better? He's faster than him, maybe?
Faster. Okay. Better dribbling. Better shooting.
Disagree. I just told you. I literally just factually told you.
This is why we can't do this.
No, but see, you can't just.
We can't. But it's been 20 minutes now.
Okay. Sorry. I'll cut it. No, don't.
What?
Don't cut it.
But see, then you're patching. Blake, we got to move on. You brought this up, bro. You can't fucking do that.
I brought this up. I thought this was going to be a two-minute tangent.
No,
but that's like,
no, then you can't play. You can't play innocent. You're just as at fault for this.
I'm not at fault for this because you reacted.
See, he plays innocent. Oh, my God.
Brother.
Fuck. Brother. You brought this up. You literally said before the pod, you wanted a reaction out of it, and you got it.
Blake, I brought this up because I thought this was going to be a two-minute thing. You were going to admit that Saka, that maybe your take was a little bit outrageous because of all the proof that we have in front of our eyes.
What proof? Fans? I'm giving you factual evidence from the games that they played that he's a better goal scorer, and you just said he's better at shooting. Clearly, he's fucking not. Clearly, he's not. Clearly, it's the same.
So 10,000 footy fans are just...
I'm giving you stats. It's an anomaly. I'm giving you stats. I'm giving you stats right here, and you're just choosing not to take them. Why? I have no idea. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. You were introducing us. Started with me, so I guess Blake needs to be introduced.
No, I already did.
Introduced?
Yeah, that's how we started. You were introducing me.
Oh, no, I introduced him as famed actor, Blake Calvis. Yes. Of course, of course.
It's going to be okay, bro.
You have like a little smirk on your face because this is exactly what you...
It's going to be okay.
Like, fuck off. You wanted this out of me and then you... it's like so... It's actually bullying at a certain point.
Bullying?
Wow. I would say.
Bullying.
Whatever, it's fine.
I think it's putting out the bait and you chomping on that shit.
Nah, it's just annoying when like you say, oh, we got to move on now. Nah, fuck you. I'll speak when I want to if you're going to bring up that shit.
It's like when we're trying to catch a fish and we pull out a fucking shark. Like, too much. Too much. Put it back in. Put it back in.
That's good. That's really good.
That's good.
All right, let's move on to the actual games, all right? Do you want to start Arsenal United?
Sure.
Or do you want to wait for it? Because I don't know your feelings.
I don't have
the
much
game.
To say. Like, I don't have much to say about the game.
So a little story time. Blake and I went to an Arsenal bar. Shout outs to the Gatherings Resto Pub on Young and St. Clair. It's an Arsenal bar. And I had the bravery.
Why did you guys settle on a United bar?
We're doing it for work.
Yeah, the people's wanted to.
Also, the closest United bar is the Maddie. So. We'll not be going there.
Is that actually a United bar?
I swear to God.
What the hell?
We should do it once.
Rip the Maddie.
Rip the Maddie on a Sunday. Sunday.
On a Sunday.
We go there on a Saturday, stay overnight.
Yeah. I just stay the whole day.
Oh, my That's God. Crazy. All right. So we go to the pub. I had my jacket zipped up all the way. I thought
shame
it was...
Shame on you.
No, because this is the thing.
Shame on
so
you.
So I've never been to a footy, like, supporters club bar. So I don't know, like... I don't know the decency. I don't know, like, my football manners, you know? Like, I don't know the proper etiquette of going to a bar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, like, the game is about to start, and, like, I'm a little bit intimidated. Like, there's, like, fucking Jerry at the back is like, Arsenal! Arsenal! I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, they're getting the fucking chants going. I'm getting a little bit... I'm, like, trying to sit back in my seat. Strangers are starting to come up to us and talk, and I got to pretend for a bit I'm an Arsenal fan.
No. You did?
Like, you didn't pretend. You just didn't, like...
Yeah, I just kind of, like, didn't. Like,
yeah. Okay.
And then when Bruno scored the free kick, I'm like...
No,
I think we post. I think we have the video of my reaction. But I'm just turning around like a little...
You have to own it up, I feel. You have to
I did own
proud.
Up a little bit. I put my arm around Blake, and I'm, like, shaking him up a little bit.
But, like, the random Arsenal fans you didn't talk to?
Yeah, we were also, like, sat at the back.
Okay.
So it was easier to, like, hide it a little bit. There's, like, two levels. I think the more diehards are on the floor. Anywho. But then when Arsenal scored,
it was an eruption.
It was a lot of noise. It was fun.
It was just more of a, yeah, we're not going to lose C90. That's how I felt, at least.
It was more pride.
Even talking to the fans after the game, everyone was just kind of like, yeah, we drew T-United. Unfortunate. Probably should have won, but we didn't play well. David Raya saved us. The storyline of the game was very simple. Same old Arsenal, can't break a low block. David Raya had a stinker on the free kick goal, but saved our asses in the end. Proves that he's our number one. Made up for it. Great. Same old, same old. No attack. Mm-hmm. No attack. The incisiveness wasn't really there. Missing a focal point up top. Someone that can just bang one in out of nowhere. Like Saka, like any freaking striker. Even Havertz, man. Like, it's just the discrepancy between a nine and not having a nine is really apparent in a game like that. So,
true.
Martinelli was back.
Yeah, he came off the bench. He had a couple of decent chances. Again, that was nice to have him, but he's not like a clinical guy, yeah. Right? He's like a guy that feeds well off of getting the ball in and being fast. Also, one thing I forgot to put in the bingo card last pod. So, bingo card here. Review. Like, you know our bingo card?
Interesting.
The 6YB bingo card?
Yeah, of course.
I just forgot that I put it in. So it's...
Oh.
Pause right here and hit the bingo card.
Oh.
The bingo card is here. And what are the things that we added? We added the 1 mil video and...
Oh, you're gonna move this part to the end of the pod?
No, I'll do it right now. Why not?
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
It's fine.
The 1 mil video. Like, are you gonna like edit it to... I thought that's what you were doing. Like, marketing.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit the bingo card in.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, Go on.
What do we add? 1 mil video?
Video. To be honest, I forget.
I asked Miles about how Miles Kearse is doing. Mm-hmm. They've won like almost all the games he's been to. Mm,
yeah.
Oh, we got a couple of Miles, by the way.
What happened?
He went to the Barcelona game.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He traveled to Barcelona to go to the Barcelona game. Yeah. And I guess, well, someone died. So I can't make too much fun of this.
Yeah, their doctor died.
Yeah.
Their team doctor died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate situation, obviously. But Miles is not able to watch the game because of it.
Stop, bro, guys.
Do you see me laughing? I'm
not. It's the face he makes all the time.
I know.
Bro. He always does that.
His like nostrils flare.
Yes, bro. He always does this. That's messed up. That's very.
That's crazy. No, recipes for.
I wanted to know.
You're fucking crying. You're fucking tears in your eyes because of this.
I'm not.
I wanted to know what you thought about Declan Rice celebrating that goal.
I don't really care.
No.
No.
Not as much importance as people are making it out to be.
It's just a more like Just trying to attack something that's just not there.
He scored a nice goal at the Stretford end. Like, I'll shush the crowd.
Like, yeah. Like, you think... Actually, one of the fan camps had a really good point. You think the players don't know it's over?
Yeah.
It's over, guys. Like, fuck, it's over. Let them have fun. I love that. Have a little fun. Against United, that's a huge rivalry for, like, the whole of the Premier League era. Let them have fun.
Fair.
I'm over it. Just, like, don't lose to them, obviously. But United played well. They defended really well. They counterattacked really well.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I kind of mentioned this yesterday, but our setup of the 3/5 back is way more suited to play against the good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating because we have good moments against your cities and your Arsenals, and you think that's the start of some momentum. But then, you know, you play Ipswich the next week, and you can't get anything together, you know? And, like... Whatever. I thought we played decent. Bruno, good captain's performance. I was expecting more of a little glazing of Rice's performance overall from you. Because people saying Raya man of the match, but I'd say Rice man of the match.
Raya for like the turning point moments. Yeah.
You could say United would have won the game at the end if it wasn't for Raya's saves.
Yeah.
You could also say that if it wasn't for the free kick on Raya, then you guys could have won this game.
True. So, and Deck had that tackle at the end too when we gave
on
the ball away.
As well.
Just... one thing, then we can move on. Unless you have anything else to say, I don't have much to say about this game.
I don't have much else to say either.
Just Rice is just one of the best DMs in the world.
That tackle on Hoyland, by the way,
amazing
tackle.
Hoyland, though.
What did you think about the celebration?
The celebration
of the tackle.
I didn't even see it.
He just pumped his fist.
That's fine.
Did he just pump his fist?
Bro, he just had a game saving tackle in the 85th minute. Like,
what?
Declan Rice is he's getting underrated at this point because. There was a time at the beginning of the season where he was overrated by fans. Oh, he's like, I don't know, he's having such a stinker. Like, I don't know why. I saw that narrative in the Arsenal fan base. He's fantastic.
Well, yeah, he's been one of the best midfielders this season.
He's amazing. And Arsenal midfield would be so, so much worse without him. And I love him.
You paid $100 million for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can we also address the elephant in the room that United deserved to win?
Yeah. Sure. You can say that.
Absolutely. I thought they had a better second half than the first half, which was weird because they were winning in the second half and they conceded in the... They were winning in the first half and they conceded in the second half. I thought the second half was very, very solid. Mm-hmm. Very solid.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
They were holding more of the ball. They were driving up way better than they were in the first half.
Like, most of the time we looked toothless going forward. But I think Garnacho had, not like clinically, but just his... Like, something was happening when he got on the ball, you know? Mm-hmm. He was cutting inside. He was passing it off. He was switching the play. Like, shit was happening when it went to Garnacho, especially in the second half there. Again, Bruno, facilitating well. Captain's performance. Again, putting in effort. Maybe, like, of course he had his Hollywood balls. That wouldn't go places, and that was frustrating. But he had his moments. Obviously, the free kick was fantastic. Who else had a notable performance? Dalo.
Mazraoui had a good game.
Mazraoui had a good game. I was going to say Dalo had a
Casemiro had a great game.
I thought he was decent, yeah.
Decent? I feel like, I don't know, if I was a United fan, I'd be way
more...
I'd be way happier and way more proud than what you're showing right now. I thought that was a great performance.
No, then, like,
against the Premier League runners-up for 2 years in a row, going to be 3 years in a row now. You need to be proud of that performance.
I am proud of that performance.
And especially when you look at the old results that you guys have had, yeah. I would be very proud as a United fan if... Mm-hmm. After that performance.
I'm super proud of
one of the better performances of the season.
Like, I'm seeing people, like, mainly Arsenal fans in the bar yesterday, but just people in general saying, oh, United, look how far they've fallen, like, celebrating a draw this much. Guys, come on. Like,
just banter, but yeah, fair.
Obviously, taking points off of Arsenal while they're in a title race, kind of, is going to feel good. Plus, at the end of the day, we are 15th taking points off second, mm-hmm. so... That's got to feel nice. I thought it was an overall good performance. We played well. Also, another guy I want to give a shout out to is Aiden Heaven.
Yes,
I thought he was very solid. He was hating the fuck out of him.
What's his story?
He used to...
Just an Arsenal
Academy lad that we got.
Reject.
I thought his...
Reject.
Not reject, bro. He just made the best career move in terms of minutes.
You love to say career move, man. I think it's still a bad career move. Like...
Well, was he going to start over Gabriel and Saliba? No,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a good career move.
Been going to United. Like, I would not want to. I mean, never mind. I'm not a footballer.
He can develop much more in a United team that has worse center backs and plays a three-back system.
No, I agree.
I thought he was very good. His ball distribution and his composure really surprised me. Usually, you know, sticking on an 18-year-old at halftime in this kind of game when you're winning is a big risk. And usually they'd see them, like, a little bit nervous. But I thought he handled it really well. He looked very, very solid. Collier looked decent as well when he came on. And overall, stuff in there to be proud of.
A lot of stuff in there.
Our next game is against...
Sociedad.
And that's a loss.
No.
It's at home.
It was a draw.
I know. It was a draw. We haven't talked about that, actually. But I'm not feeling good about it, to be honest with you.
No? Even at home?
No.
After that performance, I'd be optimistic.
Yeah, but this is the United thing. We have a good performance, like I feel worse about the next game. That's just how this team works. I'm really trying not to get my hopes up.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to the City Forest game. Or do you want to still cover the games that happened on Sunday?
That's up to you.
Let's go to Tottenham Bournemouth.
Sure. Okay.
Talk about your other team, Blake. A little more positive this one. I mean, you had a 2-0 lead, to be fair.
Yeah. Unfortunate to blow the lead in that game. But, I was happy with the performance. I don't know why I'm acting like I was watching the game. I didn't watch the game.
Oh, really?
I saw the highlight. Kirk has played, I had a great game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Tottenham have been struggling. Tottenham continued to struggle. Tottenham lost midweek. In the Europa League, they're 1-0 down going into the second leg. A lot of things going wrong. I looked at our bingo card just now, and looks like Mr. Ange is definitely more likely to get the sack than not. Mm. So
it'll probably be at the end of the season. They'll let him play the season out.
Who did they bring in?
I see this happening with Amorim, though. I do see this happening with Amorim. Within that, like, when do you give him so much time? And when do you keep giving him the leniency to play his system? When the results aren't working,
we're not sacking Emery.
No, yeah, it's also
I'm not saying you should, but
and you know why? You have to pay a lot of money to sack him.
It's just crazy. Like,
swear to God, that's the reason.
Yeah, fair. Anyway,
also he's been there for 6 months. Like,
I'm just saying.
If he's still underperforming like this
at this point next season,
November, yeah,
What?
Yeah, they're going to sack him.
No. Amorim, if he gets
a full window, obviously context matters. But if, let's say, he gets a full window, brings in players of his pedigree, is happy with that, and publicly, like, is excited for this season, right? We as United fans get excited about how this is going to be, you know, Amorim's season, where we really have to cement ourselves. I'm not saying if, like, we're 8th and not playing, right? Like, that's still a bit. But if we're, like, 15th, bad. If we're still this bad.
So 2 months into the season, if you play bad, you sack him. I don't understand that. I think you're fast. 3 months. I think you're fast tracking in your head this rebuild.
I'm not saying if we're bad, sack him. I think bad would be 8th. If we're still terrible, then you sack him.
I think bad is not 8th. I think 8th in compared to this season, I think 8th is good for next season. I think you think this rebuild is going to go by so quick.
Like 8th to 12th range. Arsenal, I just have to see something.
Arsenal's a prime example. Mikel Arteta had, two full summer windows before they actually started playing well? Sure, Arsenal fans wanted him out, but the board stuck with him, and rightfully so.
Yeah, but I did too, but to be even fair. But even then, they weren't finishing as low as United, and they didn't look nearly as bad.
They were bottom of the table for the first...
It was like
three games.
It was 3 weeks.
Guys. After 3 games, and then they picked it up from there.
Still,
I know what you're saying, though, Antoine.
Sack a manager that quick. If you do, then what's the ambition that this club has? You sign all these players in Amorim's that would fit Amorim's system, and then you go get a new manager.
By that
these
point
players
of
don't fit.
November of 25, he would have been here an entire year, probably would have had 2 transfer windows, and probably would have broken all kinds of records of, like, worst performing United manager of all time. Like,
I don't think it falls on him.
I don't think it falls on him either. Like, I'd be so upset. But I'm just saying, if you're still 15th, 16th, if we're still having relegation conversations, bro, that cannot be acceptable.
Still, I think you give him more time. I don't see a purpose in sacking him 3 months into the next season if he starts performing.
There would also have to be a good.
Because how many players do you want to sign this summer? He's not going to sign every single player he needs this summer. He's going to need the winter transfer window and the summer transfer window after that one.
True. I'm just saying we would also need a good, like, managerial prospect after that. When we sacked Ten Hag, we had Amorim in line. That was the next project, right? I would not sack Amorim to bring a Southgate in just to get results, right? Oh,
don't even tempt me like that.
Why are we even speaking about an Amorim sacking?
It's like six months down the line, or more than that at this point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Anyway, Tottenham Bournemouth, actually a good game for the neutrals. I feel like Tottenham fans can be happy that they got a draw, but they are in the mud, and they actually do need to sack their manager, I think, because it's getting to the point where. I don't know. It's just hard when, like, it's.
I still
it's,
see the
it's,
injury.
It's square
point,
pegs
though.
In round holes.
I still see the injury point. Like, not right now, but big picture on this.
But
season.
Still, square. Like, you gotta find some way. Like, everyone has injuries. You have injuries. We have injuries. PSG have injuries. Do you have injuries?
We don't really have injuries this year.
Okay, fair enough.
Because what I'm just wondering is, like, who they would go to.
I don't know. That's a very fair point. I have no idea.
Like. Ange has his qualities. I don't think he's the greatest.
I don't think he's a bad manager at all.
I don't think he's the greatest, and I don't think he's a bad manager at all. I think he's Premier League level for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But who would do a better job with this current situation on Spurs? Yeah. Not many guys.
Yeah, fair.
No.
This is a really rogue shout. I think De Rossi is free, and he was managing Roma, and I thought he was doing a very good job, and he got unfairly sacked. Maybe he comes in.
Didn't that end really badly, though?
With Roma?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended badly. I don't know why.
Does he, like, speak bad on the board? Or
I don't... I, honestly, if I'm not the guy to ask. I just know that the results were there for Roma.
This would have been a good week for Naps. Yeah.
It would have been a good week for Naps, for sure. But maybe he's one
it's
of them.
It's a shout, yeah. It's a shout.
Okay. There's not really many managers out on the market right now.
Yeah. Okay. Next game?
Ten Hag! Okay.
All right. We can go Forest City.
Let's go Forest City. Oh, I love it.
You did not watch it, bro. You did not wake up at 7:30.
Oh, no way. But waking up and seeing the result.
This is how you know, guys, it's over. Like, that result meant nothing to me. I saw that and I actually felt nothing.
There's a sense of normality now. It's weird.
Yeah.
With City
losing? You're not surprised. Yeah.
And it's it's inconsequential, right? Usually, true. Like, City loses, we're farther away from them. But
you mean from an Arsenal perspective?
From an Arsenal perspective, okay, yes, sorry.
Because this does impact their Champions League chances.
Absolutely. But from an Arsenal perspective, it's like, I don't, yeah.
And now you have Pep Guardiola saying we have 10 finals left to play in order to qualify for Champions League.
Yeah.
And it really seems like it's 10 finals because the way that they're playing and the lack of chances they're producing, or the lack of quality chances they're producing, I should say, because they're controlling the ball almost every game, is alarming. And you need goals in these next 10 games, or else there's a serious alarm. Like, there's seriously chances that they don't make Champions League, which would be insane for a team like City.
My honest thoughts, they'll be fine. Their final games are Brighton at home, Leicester at home, United away, Crystal Palace at home, Everton away, Villa at home is a little bit tough, and then they play Wolves at home, Southampton away, Bournemouth at home, fair tough. Fulham away should be fine, and that's it.
Well, they've lost to Manchester United this season already. They've lost to Aston Villa, who you said... Are they playing Aston Villa again?
No, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only won 2-1 against Wolves. They lost against Bournemouth. They lost against Brighton. They play Spurs again. They lost against them 4-0. They got drubbed.
And they spent £200 million
Your hardest 3 games in 10 is a non-form, to be fair. Bournemouth, Aston Villa, and a struggling United. Should be fine.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe United's not even in that top. You would, to be fair.
I mean, you need Forest or Chelsea to fall off. You can see that happening.
Yeah.
There is a reality where Arsenal falls off.
Let me contrast that with Chelsea's final games, if someone else could talk while I pull this up.
This Forest team is really... Like, it's a good, good team. Like,
but...
You would think it's an anomaly that they're just playing well randomly and they're keeping this form, but if you actually look at the way that they play and the way that Nuno Espirito Santo are making them play, it's genuine. It's really impressive. Mm-hmm.
But
it's impressive.
I'm going to be honest. They're finishing like 7th next season. It's the classic.
Even
7th? It's the classic.
7th is still a good season for them. 7th for 4th is
incredible.
No,
it's incredible.
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying it's the classic. Team overperforms, gets in the Champions League. They can't handle the Champions League.
Well, yeah.
And then they drop off. I'm just saying. That's just what's going to happen.
I don't
know that.
No shit. I don't think anyone expects them.
No, but that shouldn't take away from what they've been doing. I'm just saying, like, that's just... Like, I would bet $700 on that happening.
No one is expecting them to hit it out of the park in the Champions League next season. But their core of players this season, Ola Aina has been balling, one of the best right backs in the league this season.
He's funny on Snapchat too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I saw the story. Oh, it's very, very funny. And then you have Mourinho. I think Mourinho is going to leave. Also, they're going to get robbed this summer.
Like,
half the team.
I bet, like, Newcastle might just... If Isak. If Isak leaves...
Oh my God.
Then can you not see Newcastle just, like, buying Chris Wood? He's, like, such a Newcastle striker.
Yeah, he played for Newcastle, too, before. So.
You know what I mean? Like, such a Newcastle striker.
Like, Newcastle of old.
Hudson-Odoi is leaving. Gibbs White's leaving. Alanga's leaving. Mourinho's leaving. Nico Williams might leave.
Not all those.
Ola Aina could leave.
I think Bournemouth will get stripped a lot more than Forest.
You think?
Yeah, they have younger, probably more exciting
players. Hoysen's gone.
Hoysen.
The minute the summer transfer window hits, he's gone.
I'd be surprised if Kluivert stayed.
It's insane how they got Hoysen for $15 million.
Crazy, eh?
How do Juve let that go?
I love stories like that, though.
Yeah, but how do Juve let that go?
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. Back on Chelsea. Yeah. I don't think they're going to make top four. They still have Arsenal. They still have Spurs.
They might win that game,
They still have Brentford away. Let's remember G-Tech is a fortress. Ipswich at home. Fulham away, who they've already lost this season, an in-form Everton left to play, and then they still their final 4 games of the season.
So it's an in-form Everton when Chelsea have to play them, but for City, it's not.
Call him out.
I'm just saying.
Call him out.
I was just listing. I forgot about that context before. Okay. But their final 4 games of the season, Liverpool, Newcastle, United, Forest.
Tough.
They have a tough, really tough end of the season.
They got the win, though, on the weekend and midweek. Not as convincing as they probably would have wanted midweek, but...
They also have a Conference League to play in between all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're up 2-1 in their matchup against Copenhagen. But
yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But they're going to start focusing on that a little bit more.
I'm just really mad Cucurella scored this weekend, guys.
Are we going to start talking about this Palmer downfall here?
Yeah, it's been like quietly one of the biggest stories because he's really been bad for the past month.
He just hasn't had the same confidence in his finishing that I'm used to him having. Yeah. And I've been hurting in FPL because of it.
Like, he passes the eye test in every aspect possible. He has a wand of a left foot. His passing is incredible. But compared to what he was producing last season and at the beginning of this season in terms of finishing and in terms of even assists and quality assists. Yeah. Now I have to say quality assists because of what I said earlier. But what he was producing last season, he seems like a shadow of a player that he was previously.
It's just not going in for him right now. The final ball, the finish, a fucking penalty for God's sakes. It's just not falling for him. And it is 100% a confidence thing. It's 100% a luck thing. But it's also a player who has shot up onto the scene, become one of the best English players in the Premier League, going through a bit of a rough patch. And this happens with every good player. Like, it just does. And he'll be fine. He just has to see one go in. And
you think he'll be fine?
Yeah. He just has to see one go in, and then Bob's your uncle and everyone's happy. But
Bob's your uncle.
Maybe, what's Cole Palmer's name? Dad's name.
I'll look that up right now.
Oh, brother.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, this happens.
You can tell. There's.
I'm not worried about him, but at the same time, like,
if you... Jermaine's
your dad, and there you go.
That's the last fucking name I expected.
Well, he's Jamaican, no?
Is he?
Is he?
I thought he was. I thought he had, like, a part Jamaican nationality in there.
Oh.
I thought he was just a road man. That's why I was talking like that.
Oh.
Oh.
I think he actually might be Jamaican.
Makes sense.
But there's still, you can tell if you have eyeballs, you can tell he's he's such a good player.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
He is such a good player.
Picture Cole Palmer's dad head. Like, what are you picturing?
Well,
right now?
I'm picturing a black guy now because because you just spoiled it for me. Oh. That's like really
so
awesome.
He's light skinned?
I guess.
Or is
so.
It a stepdad?
I don't know. Me bumbo clot. Crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah,
interesting.
But yeah, this Cole Palmer downfall is kinda
crazy. He needs to step it up soon.
He does.
Yeah.
He does before we actually start having conversations about fraud.
Fraud
player.
Fair.
Soon.
Could be. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened next? Liverpool, I guess.
Yeah, let's go on Liverpool before we move off Prem. They beat Southampton 3-1. No, that actually was looking like a Ramsdale legacy game for a little bit there.
You guys see who scored that first goal? Smallbone. Search him up. See what he looks like.
Oh, I know what he looks like.
Who? What?
Oh.
That's
why you said regen.
Yes.
Oh, I understand. I actually had no idea.
Shelvey regen.
He's been around for a little bit, though. Smallbone? He's been around for a little bit.
Has he?
Like, he's played, like, not a little bit, but, like, he's
ball
played.
Knowledge. Ball knowledge.
Yeah, ball knowledge from you.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'll pass respectfully. Wow. But, yeah, just a
oh, I remember skinhead, his FIFA card. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, like, he's played, like he plays for Southampton regularly.
Okay. Didn't know that. I haven't watched Southampton week in, week out.
I mean, clearly I haven't either, but shit.
That's like skin bald, too.
No, yeah, it's not a strand of hair on that head.
I dig that. That.
And no beard, too. That's very hard to do.
Is there, like, a disease going on? Like, I don't know how to... I don't know how much I should be working for.
There.
Or is it a style thing? Or is he...
Why is that where your mind goes?
Because I've made fun of bald people before, and then I find out, well, they actually have...
Who?
What is that? What is that called? Alopecia?
Yeah,
alopecia. There's a UFC fighter with it. And then, like, people make fun of him. And then I'm like, and I make joke, and then I find out that he has alopecia.
Yeah,
I'm
and
like,
you don't feel any remorse.
He actually does have alopecia.
See? See? See?
Wait, does he actually?
Injury and alopecia. Small bone story.
Okay, but like,
oh, it's like such a...
Hold on.
Such a tearjerker
Wait,
article.
Hold on. I have a genuine question. Is alopecia just like...
I'm laughing, bro. Oh,
I thought it was eyebrows, too.
Oh.
I thought it was everything.
I have a question.
That's just chemo.
Jesus, man. Jeez. What? I mean, you're not wrong.
That's what chemotherapy does.
Wait, I have a genuine question. Is alopecia... Like, is it just like a... You lose hair? Like, you don't have hair?
I think you lose the ability to grow.
But
any.
Does that, like, have any, like, lasting effects on your health besides that?
I'm not one to... I can't speak on that matter.
It was Jada Smith.
Jada
Pinkett
Smith.
We all knew that, though.
I knew that one, but I'm like, who was I thinking
but,
of?
But, like, does it have,
had
like,
it.
A... Like, is it, like... Can it affect your health negatively?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't think I'm going to share
like,
my thoughts on
it's
that.
It's like, okay, you're... That's just you being bald. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Let's move on.
So, yes, Julian, there is a disease behind that.
See, yeah, I told
to
you.
To answer your question.
My radar was going off.
Can we get back to the game?
Yes, let's get on to the game.
It's literally just like your entire, like, you just can't, you just can't. You
welcome
just can't
to the Six Yard Box podcast, okay. Everybody.
Like, it's like, I mean, it's like the worst thing to make fun of someone about.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
so it has no other health effects?
Not that I can see, no.
Okay.
It's just...
Just rock the ball.
It's just
then.
A disease that causes hair loss. Like, I mean, like, okay. Your head might be a little...
You can't grow the beard either.
Oh, yeah. You can't grow the beard.
So,
either.
Like, your parts might be a little cold.
So you have to RNA slot it?
Yeah, but, like, think about, like, the... You know,
that was my next
that
question.
That aspect of it. That might be fun.
That was my next question.
Like, unless you want to, like, explore.
It
like,
takes a little headache away.
It does. A big one.
But some people like that.
Just think of the cuts you might
true,
induce
true.
While doing that. Like, you're saving yourself
but
from a lot of
some people
trouble.
Like that, though. Some people do like that.
Or, like, does he have leg hair? Because if you're getting massages as a footballer, leg
especially
hair
as
that's
a footballer.
Makes it
that's true.
Really
so,
burnt.
Really, we should be... Okay.
No, but
so are you jealous of his...
I wouldn't say that. Okay. Yeah, symptoms. Oh.
It's just head. It's just head.
I do see infertility on here.
Oh.
So that's like it's like a chain reaction. Like you might get more with the but
can we
if
not?
You want to start a family.
Actually, genuine question. So if you are not infertile with alopecia,
yeah.
Does your kid then also is it
Oh, is it like is a it recessive
hereditary?
Gene?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We should get a scientist on.
We should.
You want to look it up there?
I mean, I can.
Sorry, alopecia correspondent
is,
Blake Talibis.
Is alopecia genetic? Have linked a number of genes to the disease, which suggests that genetics play a role in alopecia.
Okay, unfortunately.
But how could it be genetic?
Guys.
This is so fucked
no,
up.
No, guys.
This is so fucked
no, 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 guys. So I think the full disease is called alopecia areata. And I swear to God, I just saw alopecia areata.
This is so messed up.
Like, it's so alopecia areata. Like, it's literally just Arteta's name with a couple letters missing. But... Anyway,
how could it be genetic if you can't have kids? If there's no
guys, let's.
Does that?
No, but it's to some symptoms. But okay. This is just Google. Like, I don't know what it's right or. I think it's more just the hair loss thing. This is the Academy of Dermatology. Okay, they say it's a common type of hair loss. Does it grow back? Yes, it can grow back. But you can have another episode.
All right. Speaking of hair loss that you can actually save, Mo Salah with 2 penalties. Bit of a pen merchant,
we,
guys?
We moved
what do we,
on.
What do we
did
think?
We no, we didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We didn't.
Oh, right.
Still in the Southampton game. Did you like that transition, though?
I did.
I didn't get it.
He's a pen merchant.
He was balding. Like, last
season. Oh, he got a hair transplant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a hair transplant. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
And it looks sharp now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
A little too sharp.
Nah, I think he looks good.
Back to the footy.
When hair starts to regrow, it may come back.
Oh,
please,
my
back
God,
to the footy. It may
brother.
Come back white or blonde. That's
back to the footy.
Back to the footy, back please. The footy.
Can you? I. Antoine's,
what? Oh my God! What?
Antoine's like.
Blake, we're pulling out a blue whale.
It's just. I thought it was fun. It's fine.
That was a fun segment, but.
I don't know. I think Antoine's just not loving me today, and it's okay.
We're walking on eggshells right now. I won't lie.
That's why.
Are
that's
we?
Why I want to move on. I
think
we are.
We
definitely are, and I think we're stepping on the eggshells. Kind of how we cracked a couple eggs for sure.
Really? Okay.
We should get small boat on the pod.
Why not?
He can
talk about
him.
His alopecia jersey or journey.
Ask him what.
So.
Oh my God.
Okay, back to okay. Now we can go back. Okay.
All right. Liverpool pulled out the 3-1 win. I was going to bring up Salah scoring 2 penalties to win the game. Darwin Nunez getting on the score sheet as well. I'm trying to think of other aspects to remember from this game.
Why did you ask me if I thought he was a pen merchant earlier?
Genuinely, just because like the assist,
Salah,
and, I don't know,
the
like the consistency. What did you mean by that?
I don't know. I was
okay.
Just chatting shit.
Okay. I think it's he didn't have a good game. Osala did not at all. I didn't.
That was
He didn't create anything offensively. He didn't. He had barely any shots on target, any shots for that matter. His link up play was average, I thought, and he's gonna come. He came out of this game. With every news outlet tweeting that he is the best player in the world still and that he now has 52 goal contributions in all competitions, I think it's kind of crazy how even after having 2 bad games in a row, you come out of this. I'm not disregarding the season in any way, shape, or form, but we have to call a spade at some point, and he's had two bad games in a row. It's I would be a little worried.
Fair.
I'm just saying. Now worried you have PSG.
Worried in what sense?
Like in the sense that
the Champions League?
It's now getting into the most important moment of the season. The last 3 months of the season is always the most important, and especially if you're a good team like Liverpool, week in, week out, you need to perform. You have the Champions League still. You have the FA Cup still, or the Carabao?
Carabao.
You have the FA Cup, the Carabao Cup still, and you have the Premier League that is basically won. They're champions elect. But if your best player is now stepping down, there's worries to have had there.
That's fair.
And he's had a couple of spells like that.
Well, that's just him as a player in general. Yeah. He's like the perfect example of does nothing the whole game, runs through a couple guys and scores.
I found that stupid. In the penalty, if he runs through guys and scores, then sure, the praise is warranted. But to score two penalties and still have Fabrizio Romano tweeting out how he's an impeccable player and all this, not disregarding the player whatsoever. I think he is an impeccable player.
But you don't have to post about it.
You have to call a spade. He's not playing well at the moment. It's been two games now where he's not been playing good. Kind of lines up with Ramadan, but I digress.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it has to do with the hunger. Or,
hey, you know what? Alex Perez just got beaten by a Muslim fasting for Ramadan.
Okay, so doesn't have to do anything with it.
That was like a battle for his life, probably, you know?
But also, wasn't it in the evening, the fight?
But like, he still had to make weight.
Yeah, but the fighters fast either way.
He still had to do a training camp. You're not, during training camp, you need fucking water. That's still a crazy thing to do on a fight camp.
How many people do you think actually stay on the Ramadan?
Everyone,
dude.
It must be so hard to.
Yeah, it must be hard.
Kudos to them. Genuinely, kudos to them. That's super hard. I could never do it.
Hey, sometimes I do it by accident. It's getting to it's 4 or 5 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I have not had anything today.
Okay. Okay.
Has the sun set by then?
If it's during the winter, yeah.
Okay.
You know how Toronto's are. Yeah.
Toronto's are.
I can never do that though. For months on end, I can never do
that.
Shout
out the Muslims, for real.
No, for real.
100%.
100%.
Okay, so see.
He does it all the time.
That was your fault. You could have just kept going. What?
You could have kept talking.
I didn't know what to say. You backed me in a corner, and then you expect me
to just. Never put baby in a corner.
To just take it out.
You guys know where that's from? Don't put baby in a corner.
Dave.
What? Dave?
Dave had a bar there. Never put baby in a corner.
No.
I don't know what it's from, but I know Dave.
Dirty Dancing, guys. Dirty Dancing. Cool.
Why are we bottle flipping?
I don't know.
What else do we need to talk about?
I quickly.
Go.
Szoboszlai.
Fraud?
Watch.
Like,
no, he's had great performances over the last couple of weeks.
That's what I'm saying. He's played well, but.
He just came off at halftime because they're trying to save him for the Champions League.
I don't know. He's Liverpool's number 10, guys. And you seen the performance he put up against PSG? That's all I'm saying.
I hope you guys absolutely curb stomp them.
I hope so too.
Oh, me too.
I will be there.
We will all be there. And we will come to the studio on Thursday elated.
Yeah.
Will you come to the studio on Thursday?
Probably.
I'm still a maybe.
Why are we maybe, you guys?
I'm still a maybe.
I don't know. I got to figure out my schedule, you know?
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is what happens. See, this is what happens at the end of the season. There's no Champions League. What are we really going to talk? You want to talk about PSG? You can go ahead.
I mean, there's not much to say about PSG.
They won what? Let me guess, 4-1.
Good job.
Actually?
Yes.
Bro.
You knew this,
No,
bro.
I swear. Yes,
that was a pure guess?
On the holy...
That was not a pure... You definitely were scrolling Instagram and you saw the 4-1.
On the holy Bible, pure guess.
Against who?
Ren, you did tell me that.
Yes, and what's their coach's name? Ren? I told you today.
Hakim.
Habib.
Okay. Habib, sorry.
Habib Bey.
Yeah. All right, Habib Bey.
Good job.
Wait, his name is Habib Bey?
Habib Bey.
So that's pretty much Habib Bey.
Habib Bey.
Habib Bey, yeah.
Habib Bey.
Habib Bey. You're my Habib Bey.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Stop it. Antoine. Stop it right now.
But no, it was a commanding performance as always. I think it would be really disappointing if PSG crashed out of the Champions League because we wouldn't hear from them for the rest of the season pretty much because... I'm being serious. No one's watching Liga, and they are playing some incredible football. It'd be a shame if they crashed out of the Champions League there's no one talking about them because there needs to be there's things to talk about within this PSG team.
True.
That is fair.
True.
I don't want to open up this can of worms. Do you think Vara is better than
Saka?
I didn't say it.
I mean, you can say yes.
They're different positions.
You can say yes, and I won't yell at you. I mean, he's not, but you can say yes. That's fine.
No, he likes this because Saka's the benchmark, so he likes this.
Yeah.
This feeds into his ego. Yeah. So I'm not gonna answer. But they're also different positions.
But he thinks
Dembele, they also play different positions.
He also thinks Dembele's better, so of course he's gonna think Guevara is better.
No comment on that.
Guevara or Dembele.
I like them both, man.
To him, it's Messi and Ronaldo, so like you can't go wrong. You sneakily, you're the biggest homer on this podcast, by the way. No, genuinely,
Julian. Don't do this.
It is his actual home. Julian, so that would don't be valid. Do this. If
to
he
me.
Was the biggest home, I would not. Be valid.
No.
Remember last year when you said you're going to win the Champions League?
Yeah.
and then.
Well, this year you said you were going to win the Champions League,
and we are not already through to the next round.
Watch your words.
I don't know. I just really, and you really have very you do. What'd you say?
It's really close.
Are you serious
right now?
You do have very strong opinions on your players. Like, very strong
opinions. I have strong opinions on my players, I think they're warranted.
But you're just not as loud as when you say them. Like,
You're a homer in the sense that you will back the country of France as much as you'll back PSG. Like, Blake will back
excluding
Arsenal.
Excluding Marseille. We'd be clear.
Excluding Marseille. Blake will die on the Arsenal hill, but he won't die on the Villa hill, on the Liverpool hill.
You'll die on the Bournemouth hill.
On the City
I'll
hill.
Die on the Bournemouth hill.
But like outside of your arch rivals in Liga,
but it's different for me. You guys aren't from England. You're not from London. You're not from Manchester. It's different.
Yeah.
So you're not going to support English teams. But I'm sure Mark Goldbridge wants. Does he? Maybe he doesn't. But I'm sure. Yeah. English fans genuinely want English teams to do good in the Champions League, in the Europa League, in European competitions. I think it's pretty common with every fan in the world.
But you also like again. You think Hakimi is the best right back in the world, which probably
I think he is.
You think Dembele is better than Saka. You think Vara is better than Saka. You think like...
Actually, that's never come out of my mouth.
But I just know how you think.
I just reserve my judgment for now.
I know that's what you think.
Again, no comment.
Who's your midfield? You probably take your PSG midfield over the Arsenal midfield right now.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, see?
I take PSG's midfield over a lot of midfields this season.
And
I think PSG's midfield might be the second best midfield in the world right now.
This is exactly my point. This is exactly
what you don't
and
think
they're
so?
Like they're like all like 21.
What you don't think so?
I still think
Vitinha Neves.
You think Arsenal midfield over PSG?
Way more balanced.
So not giving Liverpool a sniff of the ball is insignificant.
It was one game, but I thought it was obviously very good.
Midfield is consistent throughout the whole season.
Okay.
João Neves, Vitinha.
So then win tomorrow.
And Zaire Emery.
So then win.
Okay.
Prove me wrong. Win.
You don't think you think Arsenal genuinely have a better midfield than PSG?
You have a more well-established.
It's Barcelona, and then it's PSG, and then it's Liverpool.
See, and then he doesn't even talk about Madrid. Like, this is what I'm saying. Very homerish. Very homerish.
I think in the way that they play and the way that they connect, Madrid is top five. Maybe fifth.
See, like,
fourth.
You're putting 21-year-olds over
fourth.
Valverde,
brother, you look
Bellingham,
at any, you look at any,
Brahim
brother,
Diaz.
You watch any Real Madrid game this season, it's not convincing in the midfield at all. Camavinga's a shell of the player he was last season and the player that he was brought up to be. Tchouameni's been playing center-back this season. Now he's playing good at CDM, yes. But before that, he was playing center-back, so you cannot say that. Valverde, a CDM, is playing right-back. They have injuries. They're not the best midfield this season whatsoever. No, they're not. They're fourth, sure. Maybe fifth. They're not. I think in the way that they play, Barcelona, PSG, Liverpool, top three. Inter's in there. Fuck, I forgot Inter.
Yeah.
Barcelona, PSG, Inter, Liverpool.
Okay.
Maybe Madrid at five.
Okay. I'm just saying, you have very strong opinions for your team. I do think you slightly tend to overrate your team just a little bit. That's okay.
So you don't think PSG's...
No, I think their midfield is fantastic.
What, top what?
I don't know. I'm reserving my judgment like you do. I don't know, but it's very good.
I'm reserving judgment because I don't watch enough of...
Yeah, agreed. But also, like, your midfield is clearly fantastic.
We also dominated possessions against City, which isn't hard to do this season, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Loki is because they still hog the ball. Yeah.
I just tend to think you do feel very hard. Like, I think... You guys might think I'm crazy. I think I'm a quite realistic Arsenal fan.
No, you are not.
I think I am.
Oh, my God.
How?
No, you
never
are not.
Never once did I say we were going to win the league. Blake. I only said we're going to win the Champions League out of vibes.
I was on your team here. We were going a little bit.
How?
We
how am I unrealistic? Besides, take the Saka thing out of it.
There are so many
the
takes.
The Saka thing is
no,
part of it.
Take it out of it.
You can't take
that
out.
Take one thing out of it.
You cannot take that out of it. The Arsenal... you actually... That's by extension.
The Arsenal agenda thing. Yeah, true.
He's a normal guy.
Okay, relax. It's one thing.
Plus, you think the entire football season is gone now, and that's a bad season just because Arsenal are having a mediocre year.
I didn't say that. I said he had a point. I said Matt P had a point. I said he had a point. But ultimately, the season has been good. But there's no denying the end of the season is going to be terrible, and it already has started to be terrible.
How?
Arsenal-wise? We just watched an Arsenal United game that actually meant absolutely nothing.
Okay, but we're getting to the late stage of the Champions League. It's looking good.
No. I'm talking about the league. We're not talking about Champions League. We're talking about the league. You can't deny me when you tell me the league right now is boring. You cannot. Don't. Unless you're fighting for top four.
There's still entertaining parts.
Sure. It's football. Yeah. Of course it's entertaining. We talked about this the other day. We literally said this yesterday. I don't mind there being an international break coming up because it's been a lot of football. I'm okay with. It's been a lot. And I'm not going to be missing much of Premier League if they take a break.
I think it's just that the gap between the other leagues has really closed down this season.
That's a very valid argument. And I'm okay with hearing you out on that.
Because now you have Serie A.
I'm totally okay with hearing you out on that.
Serie A is being decided still as we speak.
Which I wish. Yeah.
Inter, Napoli, Atalanta are all 3 points from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then La Liga, also 3 teams in the title race. Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, and Atletico Madrid is kind of falling off right now. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But Real Madrid.
Napoli, eh? Sold their 2 best players that won them the title and still challenging for top. That's good.
That's Antonio Conte for you.
Yeah.
And Bundesliga is kind of dead. But from between La Liga and Serie A, Premier League level kind of has came down so that they could come up.
Agreed. Yeah.
It's kind of even now.
Am I weird for like kind of being excited for Harry Kane to win a trophy? Not weird. No.
What? That's not homerish. That's not homerish.
I don't know. It's just like.
I mean, if you.
That, I, for me, although I hated him, he is an Arsenal fan. Let's remember.
Was.
Fair. But I do like to see generational players get rewarded with like
absolutely a trophy. If Harry Kane had not won a trophy in like, his career. That's crazy. That would have been criminal. Yeah.
So it is kind of nice that he's going to do it.
Yeah.
That
it'll only be a Bundesliga, which is kind
of. That's why I'm like, it's like, okay, cool.
But.
Yeah.
It's technically not a trophy, it's a shield.
Shut up.
For being.
I actually really do like this.
Are they still in the DFB Pokal?
I do.
No, I think they went out.
Did they?
Ball knowledge, Blake? Ball knowledge?
Ball knowledge.
Ball knowledge. Well, who'd they go out to?
They went out early.
Who'd they go out to?
Leverkusen?
No. No. They went out early against a poor team, I think.
Oh, wow.
It was at the beginning of the season where they weren't.
True. All
actually.
Right. What?
It was Leverkusen.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm locked in. I'm actually telling you, I'm locked in.
Yeah, good job.
All right.
Bayern is my team in the Bundesliga. So.
Are they?
I mean.
Sure.
I'm a Dortmund guy myself, personally. All right. Let's hop up with a little bit of La Liga. Very quickly. Want to give a quick shout out to Getafe taking points off.
We're not shouting out Getafe. If you watch how they play, they are the definition of haram ball.
I love Antoine so much, bro.
They played against Atletico Madrid.
They did.
But which is like, scored a penalty.
Which is
like haram ball.
Sorla scored a penalty, but Getafe won it in like the dying moments. It's good to see. Cool. It's good to see. Real Madrid against Vallecano. Real Vallecano. Mbappe, Vinicius goals. You see the Vinicius goal?
Very nice. Showed me.
Where he very cut nice. In?
I thought he cut in.
I didn't think he cut in.
It was more of like a shift your body to.
It's just weird that you think cutting in was. That's going. He
cutting in is going into the half space that's open there. That's
No. That's the outside, though. You can say cut
cutting
out.
Cutting in is more of a dribbling action.
Yeah, it's more of a dribbling action. To cut in is to like cut in from the wing.
But then he didn't cut, did he?
This might be the stupidest debate.
Yeah, it's like a really stupid argument. Yeah, I can do that. I don't really care. Go ahead. We've had a lot of fighting today. This last segment, though, I've enjoyed. The little
shoot the shit?
I was actually going to call it a shit shoot. Absolutely.
I know you love your shit
shoot. I do love a little shoot chat. You
know? How much have we been swearing on this pod?
A lot. You opened up with dickhead.
Yeah, why? Are we trying to level that down a little bit? I reckon.
Not crazy. No, I'm trying to stay authentic. And I don't swear that
you can express your emotions without having
to
swear.
That's a good point.
It gets to a point where like every sentence.
Then it just becomes like a little childish, you know.
Especially when
then the edit is a headache too.
Oh yeah, don't get me started on the edit. Having to bleep this guy out.
You said that you're talking about the Sidemen game,
which we haven't spoke about yet. If you guys want to talk about it.
No, I don't. We don't need to talk. Okay, good. I honestly just want to shout out the Sidemen for being like, this might be really. D-Rider-ish, but genuinely, I want to shout them up for just being like inspirations to the YouTube scene, to the content creator scene, because what they're doing is like generational,
paving the way, fantastic,
and they're doing it for charity. This is like their seventh event. They went from 15,000 stadium to the biggest stadium in England, Wembley. Like it's ridiculous.
Was it sold out?
Yeah.
It was.
Ridiculous. They raised like almost $5 million for charity.
That's 10 mil Canadian.
It's like they deserve the absolute world. We've all been watching them for however long.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And fuck Joey Barton.
Yeah, that was weird.
What do you do? Who's Joey Barton?
The Everton player?
Go to the group chat.
Old Everton player? And shout out Prime.
More of a QPR guy in my mind.
Shout out Prime.
What do
you did he play for Everton? He did, right?
I believe so. Oh, Blake, you just had some good ball knowledge. Don't ruin it now. But you saw what I sent. It was the past that. It was his tweet about the Sidemen charity match.
Oh, maybe not. He didn't play for Everton. My bad.
Was it this?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't read that out, please. But yeah, he had some crazy comments about the Sidemen.
He was a man. He managed, eh?
Yeah, he did manage.
He managed
very poorly, but yeah.
Fleetwood Town and
Fleetwood Town. Wow, that's the height of football. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, shout out to Sidemen. Truly paving the way.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration to me.
Why is Joey Byrne so mad?
I don't know.
Because I guess these nobodies to him.
He's
these
an older
nobodies
guy. He's
are
an older
getting,
guy who
are getting to play.
Big fat effort in the bandana.
Chunks.
Really? He might be just racist, for being honest.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, white English dude.
Yeah. Fits the description, isn't it?
He fits the profile. Yeah. He fits the profile. I'll sing the R word a bunch, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a line I will not cross.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, shout out, Sidemen. Big up.
Shout out.
And invite us to the charity match.
Okay. I think it's going to do it for the pod, pretty much. We should do a little FPL roundup. I also want to give a quick shout out to Juventus losing 4-0. I'm sorry Naps wasn't here. This would have been a good Naps episode.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Because he has all that to complain about. But
we should have asked him.
It's okay. We should have asked him. Anyways, maybe Thursday?
No, he's not in Champions League, so maybe not.
You can talk about the Italian teams.
Well, we got three of us. That's okay.
We're going to... On Thursdays, it's just going to be Champions League roundup, right?
Yeah.
Probably nothing a quicker crazy. Pod. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Same,
and then
thing,
after
as,
that,
same thing as last Thursday. I like those Thursday
yeah,
pods.
Yeah, me too.
Is there football coming up this next weekend, or is after Champions League's international break?
Couldn't tell you.
No, there's football this weekend.
There is football this
next weekend?
Weekend,
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is. International break is next week, or the week after that, I mean.
Okay, yeah. So we'll still have football to talk about next week, and the week after that... Is
the underrated 11?
The international sillies again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll do something. We'll do some kind of format around that.
Who do Portugal play in this international league?
You think I know the answer to that question? That is so funny.
It's the UEFA Nations League quarterfinals, so I would hope you do. As you know, they expanded into quarterfinals this year.
Okay, can I FPL roundup now?
Denmark. I didn't know who France played. So.
Denmark?
Yeah.
Oh, my boy Hoyland forgot to do dirty. Ronaldo will still start, and I'm going to be so mad, dude. I'm going to be so mad. Anywho.
Go ahead, Blake.
Okay.
Whoa. Go on.
I'm just going to cut this at the end of the day because that's a lot of work. Okay, FPL roundup. Coming in last, surprisingly, is macaroni and cheese.
It is.
I'm going to do this quick. I'm going to be honest. You guys dragged this on way too long.
Sometimes it's warranted.
Nah, dude. It is warranted.
Again,
sometimes it's
the prem
warranted.
Sucks, and so does FPL. Dino Henderson with 10 points. Great shout from you.
Thank you. He's been a staple in the team.
Yeah. And that's about it besides Salah and Watkins.
Just before you move on, as you know,
this has to happen.
You know, and as mentioned last week, the manager was in Cancun for the kind of the Champions League break. So he came back kind of late, kind of jet-lagged, and he just knee-jerked it. He saw Palmer played Leicester and he saw that Leicester was a team that conceded a lot of goals. He saw Salah's performance over the Champions League break, mm-hmm. knows that he didn't play the best. So he decided to put the captaincy on Palmer, which heavily disappointed. But he'll be back next week with a little tan. Other than that, nothing more to say. Just a poor knee-jerk captaincy there.
Still got Isaac to play.
Yep, Isak.
As well as Mr.
Isak.
Roll of the dice. Also as... Isaac.
Isaac.
Mr. Isaac. You know where that's from? Mr.
No.
Isaac. Anyway.
No idea.
Still has Isaac to play. 9 points for João Pedro. We got a 30-pointer with the captaincy from Mo Salah. And other than that, a whole lot of blanks besides a Justin Kluivert assist. Roll the dice.
What's going on with your keepers there?
How are we feeling?
What is happening with your keepers there?
You have Vladimir Larsson. What?
Why the fuck did I bring in Emi Martinez?
You brought him in?
Yes. You didn't play a minute. Disgraceful.
No, not this week. A couple weeks ago.
Okay. Disgraceful. Why didn't you ever bring him in?
I have no idea.
He's mistake prone too.
Because Villa had great fixtures, and I
yes, my opinion,
and I committed to the blank.
Mm.
So
okay,
or to the free hit, I should say.
It's
a short term punt. Didn't work out. I'm starting to get really rogue with my FPL decisions.
Hmm. Good.
As you should.
I need to, because if I make good moves, but he does the good moves, the same moves, then...
You're actually not that far back as I thought.
What is it? It is...
50?
70.
70?
That's...
Yeah.
It's a gap.
Yeah.
You're doing better than last year.
Still got some chips to play.
Yeah.
Got some chips to play. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Shea Battey Ashiel. 60-pointer. Third place.
No energy.
I don't.
Ever since the resignation,
I resigned. I mean, I'm like, I did have a bit of a talk with the board. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still under contract, and we actually have talked about
some media obligations still.
Yeah, and we have talked about they do like the prospect of me, you know, coming on again next season.
Got you.
With obviously different stipulations, I'm going to be under a very tight watch.
I'm sure the contract will slightly go down.
Yeah.
So.
But it was a good, I mean, honestly, he didn't change the team up much. Besides Zinia on the bench, it was a great week. Joao Pedro, Raul with 9 and 8 respectively.
Mm-hmm.
Salah, captain.
Who won the bench?
Digne.
Digne.
With a 6.
In big 2025.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I brought him. I couldn't tell you how long I brought him in. But anyway. And then Miles Alberga, Mr. Rice guy, got a 77, but he uses triple captain. So let's
right. Oh, on Isak?
Really?
No.
On Salah?
On Salah.
I should have done that.
Oh,
you know?
Damn, he cooked then.
Because you know what? I don't know when to play that chip.
Still has Isak to play. Dino Henderson Dwello again. Konza with a 7-pointer.
We're still putting Waneri in our lineups here, guys. What are we doing?
Again, mine was more of a, but fair enough. And other than that, not terrible. I do want to say, although I've been doing very bad in FPL, I am now like 5 million. No, but I was like 8
million.
He's climbing. No.
He's climbing.
But see, again, this is rude because ooh, I'm trying to show you that I've grown up, and then you shove it under the rug, which is fine. No. I deserve it. No, it wasn't rude. I deserve it. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible manager. I'm a terrible person. I don't deserve anything. Love you both.
This upcoming week in FPL is a very interesting one because a bunch of teams don't have a game.
Mm-hmm.
So from an FPL perspective, some people have been kind of planning out their transfers for weeks just to ride through to then wildcard in 30 or 31.
Planning
and
out some, their transfers for weeks.
This guy has.
I have been.
That's what I'm saying,
but
guys.
Not because I'm going to ride it out. I do need to hit my free hit.
That's what I'm saying, guys. Like
So you've been planning out too.
Have I?
Have you?
I love that from you.
Definitely have.
You definitely haven't?
No,
I haven't. That just shows your class as a manager.
Thank you.
I love that.
Hey, you could ride it out. How many transfers do you have?
4.
See? Sexy.
Thank you.
Jesus, bro.
Thank
how?
You.
All right, take us home, Drew.
All right, everybody. This has been another episode of the 6-Yard Box Podcast. How long did we go for?
Not bad.
Yeah.
R15?
75 minutes.
Probably like an hour 5 because we chatted for a bit at the beginning.
We did.
See you Thursday, Blake?
Sure. Tentatively.
Tentatively.
I'm not seeing Blake Thursday.
Nah, I'll be there. Maybe.
It's a maybe. Yes, it's a maybe. It's a maybe. Anyways, everybody. This has been another episode of the 6-Yard Box Podcast. We hope you all enjoyed. And with that being said, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, do all of that. I'm really making an effort now to say that at the end of the video.
Yeah, it's good. I've noticed that.
I feel like I'm really in my YouTube bag right now.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Put the 5 stars down.
Any of those. Put those 5 stars down and tell us if Rodrigo or Saka is better.
Okay, we out.
See you, everybody.
Yeah.